So you got him over there today, huh?
Yeah, I talked him into it because he said, well, he's got to get back up north and he doesn't know how much longer he can do this and all this other jazz.
Yeah, talked him into it, huh?
I talked him into it.
Got General Shaw we're talking to here, folks. Welcome to the show. And out at his house right now is, my understanding, is Dean Wheeler. Who is he live there now?
No. This is a tape recording that I did with him.
This is a tape recording?
At my house, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's up there now.
Oh, all right. Where is it, bud?
I got it right here. Racked it up. You got to rack it up.
You got to do what?
You got to rack it up.
Then rack it up, man. So we're going to rack up this this tape of Dean Wheeler out at General Shaw's doing just the gardening.
Now, I thought, again, I heard what you said. You talked him into going out there today. Why is that again?
Because he says he's got to get back up north. He's got to get back up to work and Emeralda's career and all that jazz.
Oh.
So here's General Shaw talking. Now, you were at your home.
I was at my home. I had the rig that Bud gave me.
Yeah, I gave him the handheld.
What is the handheld?
It's a mobile rig that we have. So let's listen. Dean Wheeler out with General Galen Shaw out of General Shaw's property as they just go about...
Well, I show them the ropes and everything like that. Go. Right there. Just poke. Like I haven't started a lot. Do it again. No, I did it again. I can't hear you. I did it again. All right, then. Now what you do, well, let me guess, I go up and down the lawn and I cut the lawn? Yes, Dean, but I didn't know. Now this is General Galen Shaw out here on my lawn. Are you going to follow me? What's that? Are you going to follow me? Yes, I'm going to follow you and make sure. I'm not going to follow you the whole time. Oh, man. So Dean is now going down there. Now you want to get along the... I'm sorry, Dean. Get along the borders right there. Get along the borders right there. What about something to drink?
What's that?
How's about something to drink? Hey, Patsy! Patsy, get some lemonade out to this guy. How you feeling?
How do I feel? I'm humiliated beyond all get out.
Why would you be humiliated? This is good, honest work.
Mowing a guy's lawn, because, oh, man. I got so many things to do. And what about all of the customers that I had?
Did you pay attention? You almost ran over my foot, for Christ!
You're talking to me!
Oh, he almost ran over my foot. I've got things to do. Yeah, you got things to do. Mow the lawn.
Hold on. What was that?
That's my Dodger hat.
Sorry, it's in two pieces now.
Yeah, so I see. Look out, look out. Look out!
What happened?
It was one of my shoes.
You know, you got garbage all over your lawn here, General. It's going to get sliced to pieces.
Oh, man. Man. That's all there was of that.
He ran over your what?
Ran over your shoe?
He ran over a baseball, my Dodger hat, which I've had for like 5 years, and he ran over one of my shoes.
Well, what were they doing on the front lawn?
I guess one of the dogs brought them out there.
Well, then I don't think that's Dean's fault.
He's got the lawnmower, and he said, oh, look, there's a shoe. It just goes right over top of it.
Now, we have another tape here, bud.
Yeah, this,
this is him trimming the hedges, if you'll pardon the expression.
If I'll pardon the expression.
Yes, I'm just getting around. Here's Dean now, and I showed him how to do this. I said, you know, make sure you do it right and good and all that. And he was
giving you a hard time.
He thinks he knows how to do it all, you know. So here is Dean then trimming hedges.
Dean Wheeler trimming hedges at General Shaw's house today.
Jesus. Oh, the other thing here. Yeah. Well, this had a... Won't take you much time.
Yeah, I got it. Don't worry about it. I know all about it.
Da-da-da. You just cut one of the roses off. You just turn the thing off, will you, for just 5 seconds? Wait a minute. You just hacked off another rose. Did you ask me to trim these roses? Oh, man. Patsy, turn it off for a second. You just... God damn.
Give me a break.
Yeah, baby.
How's that look? It looks like a rose bush with two of the flowers missing. Here's your lemonade.
Well, just put it there, Pat. Hi, Patsy. How are you? Yeah, this has got it going on.
So do you think cutting those two roses off...
What?
Do you think cutting the two roses off... Do you think cutting the...
Oh, Jesus.
What?
I said, do you think cutting those two roses off was the way...
Hold on for a minute, for God's sake. I'm trying to get a job done here.
There it is right there.
So he cut off what?
He was trimming... the hedge, and then he came to the rose bush. He said, oh, look, the rose bush needs trimming. With a trimmer like that?
Not with an electric trimmer.
Yeah. And I said, wait a minute. He cut two of the roses off. You sure you want this guy for 2 weeks? I don't know. This may be something he's doing on purpose.
Now, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Dean Wheeler up on two.
So Dean Wheeler joining us from San Dimas, California tonight. And Dean, you're like we were talking yesterday. You're in the L.A. area for a couple of weeks, right?
Well, yeah, I'm here for a couple of weeks, but I, you know, certainly I can go back anytime. We're visiting Emeralda's sister. She lives down in San Dimas. She has horses and a lot of fun. It's relaxing for us.
I used to know people who live in San Dimas. There's a lot of lots, I guess, zoned for keeping animals like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
All right, why don't we get to the...
You were out at General Shaw's house.
I was out at General Shaw's house today, and I was trimming hedges, and I was mowing lawns, and I just now heard, I didn't know, I thought I was going to be brought on to discuss how it went. I heard that, you had a recorder on you.
Wait a minute, you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to the guy standing... Yes, I'm talking to you.
You knew that I had a recorder on me.
Yeah, I knew it when I saw it. I didn't know you were going to be coming out there with one.
All right, well, I was recording you while you were running over my hat and my shoe on the front lawn.
Well, as was pointed out by Mr. Henry, what was it doing out there?
I've got dogs, all right? Wheeler, whatever your name is.
Whatever my name is...
I'm sorry, I forgot your last name for a moment. I've got dogs...
You got dogs, huh?
Yes, I've got... You saw them.
You better believe I saw them. Get a load of this, Mr. Henry. When I got out of my car... Okay.
Wait. Don't change the subject. We're talking about you running over a shoe, a hat, and cutting off two roses. Let me jump in if I could.
You were the guy that set the terms of this this bet, General Shaw.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Phil. Finally, someone seeing my way on this.
Wait a minute. This is my fault? You were the guy that said you wanted him to come out and do gardening. Yes, I did. I didn't think I was going to get a guy that's a complete mental deficient and doesn't even know how to not run over a guy's hat.
It was in the very thick grass that hadn't been cut for a while, Mr. Henry, and I didn't see it.
You didn't see it.
Wait a minute. Now, what was this about the dogs?
Yeah, so as I was getting out of my car...
Patsy told me about this. Boy, what talk about a chicken.
Well, I was getting out of my car, and I saw this big house. He's got a two-story house there in Palos Verdes that backs up close to the Pacific Ocean.
No, I do not. I've got a modest-sized home.
A modest-sized home? Holy Christ, this thing had to be about an acre full, just a full acre. He's got the two-story house, the McMansion, and he backs up on the Pacific Ocean. And
sounds like a nice...
Yeah, it sounds pretty bitchin' to me.
Well, it may sound bitchin' to you, but let me tell you something. I don't live high on the hog, and I do have a gardener, but he's taking time off to go back to visit his relatives in a country that I will not mention, because I don't want Trump and the ICE boys down on us. And anyway...
Oh, my God, get a load of that.
Let's just, as you said, stick to the point here, okay? You were getting out of your car and what?
Wait a minute, Phil. He gets out of his car, and he starts going, ah, and running away.
Oh, horse dung. I did not. I got out of my car, and I start walking toward your front door, and I see at the front door two Doberman Pinschers who take off at a breakneck speed right toward me. Okay?
Oh, my God. No. It's not that bad.
Not that bad? You should have been me, standing in the middle of the street, nothing to protect me, nowhere to run. You remember the song, Phil, by Cinch? I know you're going to be having on, I think you're having on John Jerryman later on. Is that right?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, remember the song, Nowhere to Run, Nowhere to Hide, I Got a Dog Coming at My... You know that?
Yeah, I remember that song by Martha Vandella.
Martha and the Vandellas.
Yeah. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. A dog's aiming right for it.
Right for what? Never mind. We can guess. So what happened?
What happened was the dog's running, and then finally Patsy comes out the front door and says, oh, don't worry about them. And she goes, Pookie, Tookie, whatever the hell.
The names are Snyder and Vickers, okay?
What?
That's the name of the dog.
All right, well, she didn't say that. She said, Pookie, Tookie, and...
No, she didn't. You just didn't hear her right.
I didn't, huh? That's what she said. And the dogs turned on a dime and ran right straight back to her.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You know what? That's what she does call them.
What are the dogs' names?
Snyder. What did I just tell you?
Snyder and Vicker?
Yeah.
And your wife calls them?
She calls them Pookie and Tookie. And when she does that, they do everything she tells them to do.
Well, why don't you call them that?
Because they don't care if I call them that. I call them that. They just keep going, doing what they want, taking a dump on someone's car. I don't know what.
What are you talking about, Pookie Tookie?
Hey, Dickman, don't make me in more of a foul mood than I already am.
I'm just interested in this. Patsy, your wife...
Yes.
says Pookie and Tookie.
That's it. You got it right there, Mr. Henry. When I was coming across the street...
Wait, hold on for a minute. Yes, she does.
I was the guy that was standing in the middle of the street, okay, General? And I heard her go, Pookie, Tookie. And the dog stopped, almost frozen in time, and turned around, and almost like robot dogs... Yeah, they were almost on two legs, just striding with two legs with the two front paws up in the air going, dun, 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 dun.
Will you knock it off?
I'm not kidding. That's what it seemed like to me.
All right, now we're getting off into weird land, and I am exhorting you, Dean. I'm begging you, don't let it stray into a mental illness. We want to know what happened.
Yeah, so what happened? She said Pookie Tookie.
Yeah, she said Pookie Tookie. And the dog stopped in mid-leap. They were going, I swear to God, Mr. Henry, they were going right for my balls.
Not the Margaret Mumble, please.
I will not be held accountable for the things that are said on this show today. The dogs were in mid, they were mid-lunge toward my nuts.
Okay.
And then she goes, Pookie, Tookie, and they froze in space.
Oh, bull crap.
You can't tell me the dog was flying.
That's what it seemed like to me.
And turned around and ran back to her.
Yeah.
Look, I can attest to the truth of this. When Patsy calls them Pookie and Tookie, they do everything she says. Everything. By God, these animals, I swear to God, they'd start washing a car if she asked them to. That's how obedient they are. Well, what? Why? I don't know. It must have been some obedience training that she gave them while I was, you know, out of town or something.
What do you mean when you were out of town? This is something that takes a long time for a dog to learn.
You know, Wheeler, the way you talk, I want to just put my knees together and hold on to my own balls because I'm...
Yeah?
We're talking here, Just move it along, Phil. Right. We're talking here with Dean Wheeler and General Galen Shaw. We've gotten into a very fascinating sidebar here concerning General Shaw's dogs, and they are his two Doberman Pinschers, Schneider and Vicar, only they're called Pookie and Tookie. I don't think that's what Patsy calls... My wife's not here right now. She's playing cards. She's not here right now. She's not... Where am I? You're in the studio. Oh, she's at home playing cards. That's right.
Wow, what's with you, man?
You're with me. I got you in my yard all day, destroying my hat and my shoes, claiming that my dogs freeze in midair after they hear Pookie Tookie. Shit.
Well, this is a very interesting conversation, but I can see we're not going to get anywhere. Obviously, you were not attacked.
No, I was not attacked. Thank God for the general's wife, Patsy. She goes, Pookie Tookie. You know, just as this thing's jaws were about to step closed right on my...
Will you knock it off? All right, we understand, Dean.
Would you please? There's a woman present.
I'm sorry.
All right, so that having been said, then you grab my lawnmower.
Yeah, I grabbed your lawnmower and I started mowing your lawn. You leave your hat out there.
My dog put the hat there.
Well, then maybe you ought to have a talk there. Maybe you ought to say, hey, Pookie, Tookie, don't drag my hat out of the front lawn. Or maybe they don't care about what you think or feel. Maybe the only person in that house that they really care about is Patsy.
Yeah, that's real fun. God.
God damn, Mr. Wheeler. What happened to you?
I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of being mocked and laughed at.
Well,
you're right there, Mr. Henry.
You know what, man? The sooner you get the yard work done and the sooner you get back up to Northern California, the better it's going to be for everybody. What else has he got to do?
Wait, what is that supposed to mean?
Because you're obviously not enjoying this and it's embarrassing.
Who's going to enjoy it? Are you kidding me? I'm supposed to enjoy it? I lose a bet, a stupid bet I should never have made.
Yeah, you got that right.
Okay. I go over, I mow the guy's lawn. He's telling me I butchered up a rose bush.
You did, you nut. Didn't you hear me say you just clipped off a rose?
I thought they were dead. They looked brown and dead.
They weren't brown. They were a dark red. Jesus.
All right, so I clipped off two roses. I butchered up a Dodger hat and one sneaker. Not bad for a day's work.
Oh, man. All right, Dean, are you going back? When's he going back out? He's supposed to be at my house on Thursday.
Yeah, well, guess what? At this rate, maybe you'll...
You know, it doesn't matter to me. I've got a gardener. I don't need to have you come over and destroy half my life.
I didn't destroy half your life, unless you call a sneaker and a Dodger hat half of your life. God damn.
And then my wife with the Pookie Tookie.
That you should talk to your wife about that.
So the dogs are running at you.
How many times I got to tell this story?
Phil, he's told this story.
Well, he hasn't told it enough for me, okay? The dogs are running at you.
As I said, Mr. Henry, the dogs took off at a breakneck speed. I parked my car across the street. I'm walking toward the front door across the front lawn of the Shaw residence, and here come these two Dobermans at a full clip, man. And I'm thinking, that's it. It's all gone. My manhood's gone. If I survive, that'll be enough. The dog leaps, headed right for my you-know-what. And
Yeah,
and then I heard your wife go, Pookie, Tookie, come on back to mama.
And they freeze in midair like a cartoon.
Yes.
And how'd they turn around?
They swiveled in midair.
Brother, you need a psychiatrist.
You're the guy that hired me to do gardening. Oh! Ow, that's got it.
Dean Wheeler on the world-famous Phil Hendry show. Yeah, thanks. He hung up on you, Dean, wherever you are. He's at his hotel out in Monrovia. Where is he staying, bud?
He's staying out in Monrovia at a hotel, and he's visiting his family in San Dimas, or Amarillo family in San Dimas.
Why don't they just stay with the family?
Dean doesn't want to stay with him.
Whew, man. All right, folks, that's a long hump for him.
Well, what are you telling me, Phil? You want me to give the guy a break and tell him he doesn't have to? This was a bet that he lost.
I understand. It's just a long hump, man, from Monrovia to Palos Verdes.
That's pretty long.
I get that it's long, but hey, you asked me, you know what? I'll give the guy a break and I'll just have him not do it. No, it's okay. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And, the other news that we have here. Oh, we got coming up John Jerryman.
Yeah, John Jerryman, and he hasn't been on the program for a while. For those of you who don't know John, he's a dear, dear friend of mine. He lives in a retirement facility, beautiful retirement community in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now then, John and I were in musical theater together in the early 1970s, and this is the anniversary film of our opening at the Risby Theater in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, in front of friends and family. Our opening in West Side Story.
Well, that's a wonderful play.
It is one of the classics and one that I never tire of. You know, I could get out right now and just, yeah, boy, boy, boy. You know, do all the numbers.
Yeah.
Watch it, bud.
I didn't, all I said was yeah.
Yeah, but you were going to say something else like how fat you are or something.
Margaret, ease back, okay?
Anyway,
How fat I am?
Yes, you were going to comment on how fat you were.
And then,
I love the song, A Boy Like That, Who'll Kill Your Brother, A Boy Like That, You Gotta Smother, One of Your Own Kind, Stick to Your Own Color, you know?
That's not how it goes.
That's how it goes in my mind. Real funny, Phil. I'm so glad that Leonard Bernstein isn't alive to hear you go, ha ha ha.
What other songs are there?
Well, there's the one that I love to live in America.
Yeah, I know that one. It's a bitchin' song.
Yes. So everything free in America, do-do-do-do in America. I would think that President Trump would be a big, 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 huge, big, big, fat fan of the West Side Story.
Well, I don't know. I mean, why would he be a fan?
Because it mocks Puerto Ricans, and it makes them, you know...
It doesn't mock Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that, Margaret.
Well, what do you call I live to live in America? You don't call that a mockery.
I call that a satire of immigrants and the way they may think or the way they may feel. And the song is actually a beautiful, beautiful song, and it reflects two opposing points of view. One point of view.
Go ahead, Phil. One point of view.
I'm going to say it. One point of view is that they want to live in America because it's a beautiful, beautiful place. And the other side, the boyfriends are saying, sure, yeah, when you get there, people will treat you like crap. And so I think the song is very honest.
Leave it to Phil to get to some truth.
Yeah, well, that's what Phil does.
We'll be right back here.
What did you... He goes...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, here, wipe your mouth.
Get the rag away from my mouth. We'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show with John Jerryman. And he's going to sing for us, right?
Yes, he's going to sing a song from West Side Story, the song that he sang on West Side, in the West Side Story, on this on the stage of the West Side Story that we did.
In Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yes, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 1975, I think it was, or it doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
Jesus, Phil, you hawked all over.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You went, look at that.
That's your own spit.
It could have been yours.
Wisby's Diaper Service. When you've got kids and they're soiling diapers at a record clip, you need a company that can handle it. Wisby's Diaper Service. Wisby's. Wisby's Diaper Service collects those diapers at any time, day or night. Doesn't matter to us. We don't care. Morning, noon, night, middle of the night, 3 a.m. in the middle of the night. We'll collect those diapers, bring them back, launder them, till they are starched white, till they are frightened white, until they are white as a sheet, like they just saw a ghost, like they just saw Frankenstein's monster. Wisby's.
Wisby's.
Wisby's Diaper Service. We clean them, stick them back on your kid, we don't care.
Wisby's Diaper Service since 1968, serving the entire Bougain Valley.
That's Bougainvillea Valley.
I'm sorry, Bougainvillea Valley.
And it's Bougainvilleaville, it's not Valley.
Bougainvilleaville,
right. Wisby's.
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 Diaper Service.
World famous Phil Henry Show in the El Pacifico in Southern California. Reminder, Mr. Henry will be on vacation next week, but we will have a backstage pass coming up Friday night. We will have a Saturday cinema coming up on Saturday. There will be no live show on Sunday night. There will be no shows next week that are live. Mr. Henry will be on vacation. He'll come back for a live streaming show a week from Sunday. That's a week from Sunday, a live streaming show, the first of its kind in many, many, many months.
Thank you very much, Robert. Way to put lipstick on a pig there.
Thank you, Robert, and that is indeed the truth and the facts, and we will be back 1 week from Monday on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Now, no one's complaining that you're taking a vacation, Phil.
Yeah, you were yesterday.
All right, I apologize. But why are you taking it so close together with the other one?
Because I don't want to take 2 weeks in a row.
You don't want to take 2 weeks in a row?
No, no. Do you want me to say it again?
No, no, it's all right.
I don't want to take 2 weeks in a row. I'm not used to taking 2 weeks in a row. When you take a vacation in the world of broadcast, netcast, whatever the hell cast communications, you don't take 2 weeks in a row, Jim. You generally take, 1 week, and then you, I don't know, whatever the hell it is you do, and then you go back and do it again. So that's what we're doing. We have, very, very happy to have on the line, John Jerryman from Philadelphia. Margaret?
Yes, John, how are you, dear? Are you there?
Margaret, I'm right here, yes.
And this is not only the anniversary for our appearance at the Wisby Theater in West Side Story, it's also a little bit of a birthday party, isn't it?
Well, we've got a couple of people turning 75 today. One of them is Mark Morgan. He was a fellow entertainer, Margaret. He was one of the guys that raises the curtains and makes sure everything runs on time.
Oh, one of the gaffers?
Well, he was mostly in the theater, not in film. And the other chap that's having a birthday is Terrence Wall, who is 77 years of age, and Terrence, the insurance business.
Now, I was telling everyone, John, about being on West Side Story and how you are going to recreate your role as Riff, who is the second in command.
That's right. I was much younger then, but I played Riff. And the reason why I played Riff is I liked the name. His name was Riff, or I like to call him Riff. He was not ethnic, and by that I mean he was not a member of the shark. I could never play a shark because I'm a white man. But
why couldn't you play a shark?
Who is that?
That's Robert.
Because I'm not a Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but, you know, the actors play all kinds of different roles.
Well, I told the director, I said I'd rather not because I'm a white man, you know, and...
Well, what's the problem with playing a shark?
All right, everybody ease back.
It sounds like you got some racial prejudice.
Now, wait just a minute. This man's a friend of mine. There is no racial prejudice.
No, it's just the reality of playing... I couldn't play a Puerto Rican. I'm a blonde, for God's sake. In those days, I was a blonde, and I've got freckles. Are you guys nuts or something?
Well, you know what they ought to do is hire Puerto Rican actors.
Oh, there, look at Mr. Henry. A moment ago, you wanted to hang me up by my...
Easy, John.
Well, he wanted to. He wanted to hang me up by my... nunsack.
Well, that's great, and you didn't even allow... So you didn't allow Dean to do that, but you allow him to do that.
Well, you didn't want him doing it either.
Doing what? You mean I was doing the Margaret Mumble? That you want me to hang by my... balls. Big laughs tonight, huh?
All right, so, John, you're going to sing what for us?
I'm going to sing What's For You. I'm going to sing the song Cool, which was the song that Rip sang when he's trying to tell all of the Jets to cool out after they've knifed and killed one of the sharks. And the song is quite compelling. Did you get the lyrics? Okay, Tony, thank you. Tony is one of our security people.
Got the lyrics here. And, do you want to wear a hat?
I don't need to wear a hat. No, I'm doing it on the phone here for Los Angeles, California.
And I got a hat for you.
What hat? That's a Swiss Alpine hat with a feather in it. It's got nothing to do with a New York City gang.
Oh, okay.
He's a wonderful guy.
All right, so you got some help over there, huh?
Well, if you call that...
Yes?
If you call that help. So let's do it, folks. Let's take you back in time. The time, the year is whatever the year it was. I forget, Barbara. Do you?
I think it was 75.
The time, yes. The year, the time was the year. It's not...
The time is the time.
I know that. The time was probably about 8 o'clock at night.
Yes.
And the year was 1975, and the song, of course, was the wonderful, wonderful song, Cool, written by whoever wrote it. I don't even know who wrote the music to this.
Leonard Bernstein, for Christ.
Okay, Mark. Boy.
Well, you ought to know that, don't you think, John, given the fact that you were a musical theater performer, and that's one of the biggest musicals ever written?
Yes, I know. I probably should know it. You know what? There's certain things that I forget, and you want to know why I forget them? Because I could give a sweet hot holy. How about that? How about them apples, okay? I don't give a fuck.
I'm going to have Phil hang up on you if you keep doing that.
All right, I'm sorry.
John Jerriman, ladies and gentlemen, with the song Cool from West Side Story here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Da-da-da-da-dee-da-dee-dee. Boy, boy, crazy boy, boy, get cool, boy. You got a rocket up your pocket. Keep coolie cool, boy. Once again,
you've got to put that woman under control.
Get her out of here before I commit homicide.
Well, I mean, I think...
Get her out of here. Let me start all over again because we kind of butchered the beginning of that. So this is the song that I did as Rip. I was the head of the gang.
Yes, 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 we know.
And I, oh, man, no respect from the younger generation.
All right, here he is, John Jerriman, and the song is Cool from West Side Story. Take it away, John.
Thank you, Phil. 1975, 8 o'clock at night, I hit the stage with this one, and man, people went ape. They went ape, and the women, their clothes came off.
No, they didn't.
I was... Kill the music. Kill the gut.
Well, they did not take their clothes off.
It's a figure of speech. A figure of speech. Do you understand, Margaret? I don't mean that literally.
All right, any more interruptions?
Well, I bet...
Any more interruptions?
No.
Then let's go.
Okay, man. Wow, get a load of Captain Queeg.
Captain Queeg.
I'm telling you.
All right, guys, let's get the music going. Here he is, John Jerriman, and the song is Cool from West Side Story. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Phil. It's 8 o'clock at night, 1975, at the Risby Theater. I hit the stage as Riff. Man, they dug it. Yeah, they dug it. Boy, 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 crazy boy, get cool, boy. Got a rocket in your pocket. Keep coolie cool, boy. Don't get hot, 'cause man, you've got some high times ahead. Take it slow, and daddy-o, you can live it up and die in bed. Yeah! Boy, crazy boy, boy, stay loose, boy. Woo! Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo school boy. Just play it cool, boy, real cool. Easy action, and then action some punk kid. Played by Billy Watson, wasn't it, Margaret?
Yes.
And he's jumping up and down. He's going, yeah, and all that crap. There's a whole bunch of crap. This is crap. And this is all crap. Crap, crap.
Well, they must be doing something interesting.
Not really. Just a lot of crap. Da-da-da. And one guy's jumping off the walls. It's a bunch of stuff that you might as well think they're speed freaks. Here we go. Boy, crazy boy. Stay loose, boy. Freeze it, buzz it, easy does it. How about a buzz cut, boy? Just play it cool. Play it cool, boy. Real cool. See, that was my touch. I played like I was dead.
You did what?
I played like at the very end. I go, play it cool, boy. Play it cool.
I don't remember that.
Well, that's what I did. That got all the rave notices. What are you talking about?
What did you do?
Well, you want me to go through it again?
You played dead or you were dying?
Like I was dying. At the very end, I go, play it cool, boy.
I don't understand that.
You're not supposed to understand it, because I'm dying.
Why would you be dying? Did you get knifed?
No, I didn't get knifed. But the tension and the pressure of trying to relieve the tension and pressure causes me to just spontaneously croak right there on the garage floor. You understand? That's how Margaret, you don't recall.
I don't recall you going playing cool boy.
I'll do it. Just play it cool, boy. Yeah.
Well, now you've changed it, man.
I know it was different every performance.
John Jerryman, folks. And quite a memorable song there, Cool. And you did quite a few. Margaret, what did you sing?
Oh, I sang Somewhere a Place for Us.
Oh, yes.
Somewhere a place for us. Do-do-do, and all this time, la-da-dee-dee-dee. And then I added my touch, and this got the show closed.
Oh, Christ, don't do it.
Well, this was, I thought it bespoke the character. No more Puerto Ricans, you know.
But the character was Puerto Rican.
Who?
Maria, the one you're playing.
Oh, I didn't play Maria.
Right, Margaret jumped in. She was one of the back chorus members, but jumped in with that song as a protest against Puerto Ricans coming into the country.
And what do you find funny about that?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
I don't find anything funny about it.
Yes, you did. You were laughing.
Well, come on. It was a beautiful moment, Margaret. You don't remember?
No, yes, I do.
You're going to have to tell us all about this when we get a little bit more time. There is John Jerryman.
Where you got to go? What time don't you have right now? You can talk to us about it right now. Cool, cool. Never mind.
Yeah. Just play it cool, boy. Really.
Don't make fun of me. That was a magical moment in musical and movical.
In movie history.
In movie history.
John Jerryman, folks, in the world famous Phil Henry Show. How the hell did he get away with that?
How did he get away with what?
With that whole cool boy.
Forget about him. How did you get away with Puerto Ricans?
I leapt out in the middle of one of the. I didn't have a big part. I was just a member of the chorus at that time. John was a headliner. And I just leapt out and I said, somewhere a place for us. No more. And I was trying to be the dumb blonde. And
so they closed the show after that?
I got fired after that, if that's what you're asking.
Next thing you know, she's in California.
Pretty much, yes. You got a problem with that?
No.
You, any of you out there?
No.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast One.
God, this music sucks, doesn't it?
Jesus Christ, turn this shit off.